Nicole hosts Easter every year. That's why she shops at BJ's Wholesale Club, stocking up on spiral ham, baked goods, fresh flowers, candy, and 5 dozen eggs.
I've got a lot of baskets to fill.
Nicole's not worried because she knows she can save big and get it all done in one trip.
It's like winning the Easter egg hunt.
When you save, everyone wins. Get a $15 digital coupon when you spend $150 in one transaction, now through April 5th. Visit BJ's.com/Easter coupon for details. BJ's, your Easter destination.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Uncensored Podcast. And today, I'm here with...
Jared Foster, owner of the Velvet Ditch, the Land Shark. I appreciate you having me in today.
Oh, absolutely. So to get right into it, Mr. Foster, what was the process of deciding to open a second restaurant after how big of a success your first restaurant was?
So, everything starts with a vision, you know, and then ultimately a why, you know, because like you can have a plan to do something, but if, you know, if you haven't evaluated why you're going to wake up and do that every single day, then more than likely you're going to get tired of it. You know, you guys are going to learn that as you get older, that even though you went to school for something, it may not be what you actually do. Right? You may have a degree in whatever it may be, and you may not use it because it may not be the fire that is, you know, that lights you up every day. For me, the Land Shark was started in a crawfish costume on the side of the road in 2015. And my why then was because I had messed up so many times in my life before that. You know, I accepted Christ into my life in 2013 and got a rebirth in life in 2015. After I got out of jail and should have done way more time. We can get into that later. But my why was my freedom, but also my why was God let me out. And I committed to God that I would do it right this time around. And then since I couldn't take shortcuts anymore, I no longer was selling drugs. I started with one product, and that product was crawfish. And that's what I was really good at. Well, then my why was also my family, and proving to them that I was going to do it right. So I did crawfish, and then somebody walked up and asked me for shrimp, and I was like, oh, next weekend. Then somebody asked me for crab legs. I said, next weekend. Well, we have a proprietary recipe that is phenomenal. That's why, luckily, by the grace of God, we've been voted number one in seafood in Oxford since 2015, crawfish as well. But as we move through the food truck phases, that doesn't have the maximum amount of opportunity for profit, because there's no alcohol sold.
Yes.
People would like to sit down and eat. They don't want to just always take it to go. Like if you took your lady out on a date, you wouldn't take her to go pick up a steak and bring it home.
Yeah.
Or if you were just going to get your own steak, you really don't care to get it to go because it's not five star, right? Well, crawfish is known to go. But until you have our crawfish in person, you haven't had that fillet that's actually on the table. Well, the vision was exactly what you're seeing here at the Velvet Ditch. The vision was always outdoor turf, outdoor TVs, outdoor environment,
absolutely,
beautiful weather in Mississippi, at least 9 months out of the year, a lot of warmth, 8 months out of the year, whatever you want to say. And that was the vision. But to have the capital to do that and have the experience to do that is not something you just wake up and do overnight.
Yeah.
So I had to learn to fail. I had to learn the process of what it means to be successful, which is consistency. That's Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is in business not because it's the best chicken on the planet. It's because it's the same chicken every single day. You've never pulled up at Chick-fil-A and had to turn around and say, this is not good today. It always tastes the exact same. Well, to do that with fresh food, fresh crawfish, your shrimp, you know, everything else that we do, our catfish here, we make all our batter in-house. All that took a process. To get to that process, how did I get there? I started with a plan. You know, I told the business center the other day, a man without a plan is a man that plans to fail. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're planning to open a business, you need to see where you're going to be in 5 years.
Absolutely.
And I needed to be able to look at the future. And that is mainly figuring out who your competition is. When I got here, there's 11 people that were selling crawfish. Now there's only 3. I didn't undercut their price. A lot of people think competition is better price. Ours isn't. Ours was consistency with quality service and product. So when we stepped into opening the building, the Land Shark, 3 years ago, which, you know, we were on food trucks for so long, and then we stepped into the building, it blew up so fast. There was not enough seats in the Land Shark, mm-hmm. and there still isn't in the spring. So we needed to expand that location. Well, that's what led us across the Abner's location. We had considered originally doing this as Land Shark 2.0.
Yeah.
And we prayed about it and prayed about it, and man, it just stroked all of us. You know, my story, my brother's story, my story, both of us, you know, when you go through things in life and you make bad decisions, it's easy to play victim.
Mm-hmm.
When you play victim, you blame the places and the people you're around instead of blaming yourself, right? That's part of, in my opinion, not being held accountable to God. Once you know that God sees everything and you trust to learn to let go of that, and God is going to provide you with everything that God's plan is for you, not your plan, then once you can learn to let go of that, which has taken me a long time to do, you start to see the blessings and you can give the credit to God. Well, my brother and I both used to blame Oxford for the problems, but it was really us. We weren't living the lifestyle we should have been living. We weren't, our moral compass was not north. It was wavering east to mm-hmm. west, right? So, as my father announced to us, which was supposedly tragic news to your average bear, but to me it was not. My father told us in, you know, 2021-ish, somewhere 2020, somewhere in there, 2021, somewhere mm-hmm. in that area, that he had leukemia.
Mm-hmm.
When he told us he had leukemia, I never once questioned my next step. I knew then, okay, whatever has to happen, my foundation is going to be in Oxford, Mississippi until my dad passes. Mm-hmm. I don't, if that's 20 years from now, and even if my dad passed tomorrow, which you know, I'm glad you got to meet him a while ago, but they told my dad he should have been dead already. He's not. My dad's, he doesn't complain. My dad's a go-getter. But if my dad were to pass tomorrow, now I wouldn't be leaving Oxford.
Oh yeah.
I would have told you 3 years ago that if my dad passes, I'm moving elsewhere. But now as we've, you know, been velvet ditched.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we've been velvet ditched. That's why that it matches mine and my brother's story. Every time we've tried to leave Oxford or blame Oxford, Oxford has sucked us back in. And this was a God calling for our brand. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was a process, that process to battle the city, to fight the ordinances that, you know, are not interpreted.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people in this town believe that this is a really hard city to work in, hard to get things open. I disagree. I've been hard on the city before,
mm-hmm.
and I met with them yesterday. I'm still hard about how it's written, not how it's interpreted. You know, so when you go to open a business, you want to make sure that, one, your plan fits the city ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what we wanted to do here was get rid of this parking lot and turn it into profit.
Yes.
It's green turf. We needed to be able to take this small building and take that parking lot and make that parking lot green, literally, physically, financially. And that was a long process for sure. But we sit here now, and you can look around and tell God's hands are on all of it. So
one of my favorite shows, I always watch it occasionally, is Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares, where he like goes all these places and like tries to help. So here before was Abner's, the fried chicken.
Yep.
Place was really loved by the community. So how important was it for you to come in and not cut corners and serve the best quality food while you were taking over?
So it's funny you ask that. That's a great question. You know, this was just an Abner's, and when I say just an Abner's chicken place, Abner put his heart and soul into this.
Yeah.
And he'll tell you that whenever he left and he wasn't present, it wasn't as successful. I can't tell you right after he left. I can just tell you once he sold the franchises out and he wasn't as involved, the heartbeat was lost behind the company. And you got to have a heartbeat, which is your why. You know, that's the signature on the hat, my mom's handwriting. I always wanted to retire my mother and be involved with helping my mom financially. And my mom was able to step into this, invest with us. And this has been a family investment with two other great families and friends of ours that God oriented. But that chicken tender kitchen was not meant for the menu that we put out.
Yeah.
If you can imagine, that kitchen was just fryers mm-hmm. for chicken.
Yeah.
We have a all-American menu. We have everything but burritos and pizza. everything. Tacos about to come out on our menu. We have red beans and rice about to be added. Yeah. We have a filet. We have a ribeye. We have wings, burgers, chicken tenders. I think our chicken tenders are, in my personal opinion, are better than really anybody's in town. But we're not known for chicken tenders.
Yeah.
But we took that small kitchen and we turned it into an elephant. Mm-hmm. And at first, it was hard to take that elephant and work in a mouse hole with it. Because that's what we were doing. We were taking an elephant and shoving it out of a mouse hole. Mm-hmm. Well, by the grace of God, we had three phases to this. We started with this small 75-person room, and we were able to get the fill down, and then we were able to get the turf, and we took from 75 seats to 335 seats, and we learned.
Yeah.
And nobody trained me to do this. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie to you. I never had a manager in the restaurant space. I never applied for a job. Nobody was going to hire me because of my felony background. Mm-hmm. You know, for those of you that are listening, a piece of paper is not going to make you who you are.
Oh, yeah, 1,000%.
Okay, it's not. You get your degree, go to school, finish what you're paying for, meet all your connections. But of the 14 companies that I am involved with, we do not read resumes. When somebody comes in the door, we hire them based upon how they feel. Same way you hit me up, I didn't even call you. Nope. If you ask me to be present for something, I'm going to do the best I can to be present. 3 minutes before this started, I said, what's this podcast going to be about? Me and you didn't plan this.
Nope.
My dad asked me on the web here, what's this about? I said, Dad, I don't know. I don't care. We're going to be authentic with it. And that's why this brand moves forward, is because the authenticity behind the Velvet Ditch. But that's not our brand. It's the city. Look at Oxford. You could take this brand and put this brand in any other city, and it may not work the way it does right here. We are in a very... Well, first and foremost, we're a billboard. We're in the best location in town.
Absolutely.
I mean, when you played Monopoly as a kid, the free pass go spot, we're the free pass go spot.
I mean,
we're
right there, great location, right by the hotel. It's like you're right on a four-lane road. It's perfect.
You really can't get to Library, Funky's, and all those other places without passing our location. And they're the, you know, when you look at the Monopoly board, they're the boardwalk and the Park Place. We added a new boardwalk Park Place by being over here on this corner. And as you've seen, there's been a lot more foot traffic this direction. So it's been quite the process. We battled the city. I learned a lot. I never was involved in construction in my life before this. And we did a lot of this construction ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So obviously, you know, you're very passionate about what you do here. But something that really sticks out to me that I really see in what you all do here is that you really give back to the community and that you're really hospitable. Like, I just saw you all did the raffle for the animal shelter.
We did,
so talk about just why you give back so much to the community and what this community means to you.
Yeah, amazing. So, you know, the main reason we chose the name The Velvet Ditch is because of what Oxford is about. It is a community that gives back. You saw through the storm. Were you here during the storm?
Yes, I was.
You were here. Yes. So you saw the community. We all worked together. It was Gotham around here.
Yeah.
But how many cities don't get stores robbed, houses robbed, people breaking into places? Everybody was working together, dude.
100%.
There's no safer city, no better city than for a disaster to happen to. So if you're going to build something to be successful, why not choose a safe place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, for us, from the mayor to the police force, fire department, everything, you know, the heartbeat of this town is about giving back and building a culture that is God's country. So for us, it was vitally important that we also play our part in this, because from the foundation of God giving me the opportunity to do this, I promised God that I would always give back and take care of people. We have the highest paying, you know, bar managers, restaurant staff, from our fry guys. I mean, we have some of our fry guys are making $19 to $20 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
The average person on the square, if you go do the audit on what everybody's doing right here, the average fry person's getting paid $12 to $14.
Yeah.
Why do we do that? We do that because I don't want to have to do those jobs again. I want to pay the people to do the jobs that I don't want to do, because I know how easy it is to go back to that spot. So for us to give back to somebody like the Animal Resource Center, that was JT's idea. You know, JT and I have worked really well together with Trent and Lawson and some of our marketing guys, and made sure we put our heart forward. But JT wanted to do something for the animals, and next thing you know it, we were raising stuff. But I was so my heart was exploding with how many people were donating things that really they could have made a couple thousand dollars off of, and they were donating. Yes. So we felt called to match that donation. I don't know if you saw that last night, but you know, there was thousands of dollars raised, and I decided to match that donation through the Velvet
Ditch.
That's
awesome.
But we did that because God gives us people like yourself in this city, and God gave us this corner, and God gave us the opportunity to give back. If I don't give back, then I'm being selfish, and I don't want to go to bed at night, you know, knowing that I didn't do my part. And then we are, again, even though it's called the Velvet Ditch Seafood and Sports Bar, this bar was built for the city. Oh, it was built for not just students to come have fun at. This is a bar where families come together and the kids don't feel awkward in here. In my opinion, we are the only true restaurant space that turns into a bar for the college kids at night. There are other people that may try to mimic that and may make it work, and maybe in the future they will. But right now we brought something to Oxford that was needed. So we need to be able to make sure that we do our part. And something like that Animal Resource Center yesterday, we felt called to help. There was puppies all over the property. Hopefully those puppies are finding good homes. But in return, just seeing how many amazing people there were that donated things without calling and saying like, hey man, make sure you promote my company. Nobody did that. Mm-hmm. Not one person that donated that stuff went out of their way to say, make sure you promote my company. Every single one of them were heart forward. And I think that just describes Oxford.
That's awesome. Describes
the Velvet Ditch. So we're just luckily playing the part that God put us in.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of, so like my dad, he kind of instilled that in me. There's this island in the Bahamas we go to. It's really not the greatest place in the world we think of the Bahamas, but he's given back so much to those people down there. But even just recently down here, my uncle, Bill Blair, he's a pastor down at the Oxford Church right down the street from
awesome.
Here. So one question, because he does a lot. Like, he's that type of person where he's going to help you.
Yeah.
And I was kind of thinking to myself, because he wanted to go help this Camp Lake Stevens when the storm was hitting.
Right.
So I'm like, now why would he do that? And then like when we went, I really saw like why he decides to do this stuff. Like why God calls him, and why just from the goodness of the heart, he just goes and helps these people.
Right.
That it's not always for money. That it's not always for the fame and glory. That
no,
it's just not. Doing it to help someone else.
Yeah, 100%. You know, Jesus talks about follow me and you'll see the pattern.
Yes.
You know, the pattern of who we should be. And obviously we all fall short of that. But when you have, it's clear when somebody has a relationship with God. If you knew who I was before I met Jesus Christ, it was clear that I didn't have the relationship with God that I needed. And this business has continued to remind me what I promised God in that jail cell in 2013, that if he ever gave me another opportunity, I'd never stop talking about him. So for me to be able to give back things that have been given to me, it's a no-brainer. I mean, this is, yes, we earned it. Yes, the Velvet Ditch, it takes a lot to maintain, but what we've been given is the opportunity to be able to give back. So it's definitely the moral compass of what God tells us to do, and we don't question it around here. I didn't even plan on matching that. When we first did the Animal Resource Center, I didn't even plan on matching the donation. Mm-hmm. I just, yesterday, was like, you know what? Felt called to do it. This many people donate this much money. Why would we not do it? Yeah. We have it to give. Let's do it.
Yeah. So, obviously, you know, the Velvet Ditch has constantly been expanding. You've been you're one of the newer restaurants, but you just added the new roof feature.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.
Do you expect your new renovations to help further elevate the Velvet Ditch?
Yeah, so if you come in, let's start with being a customer, because that's how every business should be built, is based off the customer. So you're a customer, and last year we were turning down all these, everybody's calling us for graduation. But I couldn't, if your mother calls me and says, hey, your car's graduating for blank, blank, and blank, and we're trying to get a table for graduation, I have to say, ma'am, I can't let you book a reservation. Yeah. I can't let your big day be around the weather.
Yeah.
We don't have the ability to bulletproof your perfect day. I could have easily taken the money for the deposit. I could have easily taken it. But what about the mom that doesn't even know that we don't have a roof? Their kid's just been telling them how awesome the Velvet Ditch is, and she wants to surprise them for a graduation dinner. So we start there. What about the idea that you come book a reservation this night, tonight, and it's raining or it's cold, whatever it is, and now halfway through your meal, it starts raining. You can't even finish your meal. So the customer was automatically put first. This $400,000 renovation on this roof that opens and closes, and the storm drain the city made us do, a lot of people say, man, I can't believe you spent $400,000 to do something. I said, whoa, time out. We're losing way more than $400,000 if we don't have the roof.
Yes.
That when the rain is the most expensive thing inside your business model, you must find a way to eliminate it now.
Absolutely.
So the timing of us getting it done through the storm, you know, we had that ditch dug, and the ditch was freezing. It was 4 foot deep of ice. Our amazing staff went out there with torches, literally, yeah. Torches, and they heated the whole entire ditch up.
Wow.
Yes, Peyton London, DJ Noah, Kat, Austin, I could go through a whole list of people. Caitlin, Josh, everybody, I love you guys. But we had 20 people. We had girls in hard hats out there shoveling 56 tons of rock into the ditch to make this work. So all this happened because our staff comes together and works together. But the reason we started it was because of the customer. And then now let's get to the staff. If you come to me, or your sister comes to me, or your mother comes to me and says, I want a job. If I hire her, I need to accommodate to making sure she gets her paycheck.
Yes.
I can't control if she gets the Friday and Saturday shift, the best two shifts, but it rains both Friday and Saturday, how's she gonna pay her bills next month?
She can't.
She can't. So me as a boss, I needed to make sure that my staff is taken care of. So the renovations have helped the customer, they've helped our staff. If you look at what we've done over the last week, the past 7 days, we did more with this roof Saturday night, even though it rained. We had bad weather over the past 7 days. It rained 4 or 6 days. We got sprinkled rain. We still did more in the last 7 days than we did for the playoff that Saturday. We did more this past Saturday than we did for the playoff game.
Wow.
That's how much the roof has helped our business. And as you see, it got rid of, you know, 30 umbrellas that block the big screen TVs. Now you can see the TVs.
Yep.
You don't have to worry about what TV angle do you have. Everybody's got an angle. You know, with us having, you know, right at 50 TVs total on the property, that's in roughly how many we have, everybody's got an angle. We took the Buffalo Wild Wings model. Even though Buffalo Wild Wings is not the quality of food that we would back, their system, what they have is they have entertainment
yes.
locked in. So we bring you into a place where there's no weird moments. There's always TV. There's music. And we did the Alice in Wonderland feel inside, and the outside was the Masters theme. But this roof really bulletproofed.
Oh, absolutely.
It bulletproofed our property.
Yeah, I mean, I came to this place a good amount first semester just because, like, I love being here. Like, the feel, like, coming in, being able to watch a sports game here
yeah.
while still being able to enjoy good food is just awesome, because who doesn't love that, to go watch sports and eat
yeah.
great food?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you asked me, I want to revert back to it too. You asked me earlier about the food and how do you do that. First and foremost, I'm not a chef. I'm a great seafood cook. I can cook
yes.
really good seafood. The boiled recipes are mine. All
mm-hmm.
the stuff with the shells are mine. From some of the fried food stuff is my recipe, but, you know, Dustin Freeman, my right-hand man from the jump, that's helped me do 99% of the stuff that I've done. He's helped me with the menu. Rod, our kitchen works together. If you come to me and I hire you today and you present a menu item to me, and that item is something that should go on my menu, I'm going to name it after you. We have a wing called the Roe Wing. It's named after a guy named Rowan. The opening weekend last year, our kitchen was getting our tail kicked. I said, bro, please. He wasn't even working in the kitchen. He was a front of house guy.
Yeah.
I said, hey, bro, go drop some wings in the fryer right now. Well, next thing you know, the wings come out, bro, they're twice as big as they should be. I can't serve them to the customer. I've had to go refund the customer's meal. But he was putting his heart forward. He didn't mean to mess up.
Yeah.
But where we thought he messed up, we didn't. He created something phenomenal. 45 minutes later, I went in, ate those same wings we left under the heat lamp. I just wanted to try them. Well, he had double battered them, you know, added more chicken, et cetera, and now it's just a thicker wing. And so we named him the Row Wing. The next week, we literally added Row Wing to it. I pay him now on every wing sold, Row Wing gets paid for it. He's 18. He got a check on Christmas this year for those wings. So we constantly give back. We take care of our staff, but God keeps putting people in my life to make it look like I know what I'm doing, and I make sure I pay those people and give them credit.
Well, I certainly would say you know what you're doing right now. It definitely has that feel that, like, you've taken something and just ran with it.
Thank you. And that, when God has a plan for your life and you are open to letting God hold the wheel, you don't really have to worry about how fast you press the gas. Yeah. Because when you feel a brake, and I've felt some brakes, but when you feel the brakes, you trust them. And I felt the no, don't do this yet. There's certain things you shouldn't do. And then I felt the gas.
Oh yeah.
And I trust all that spiritually. I know that God's plan for my life was the Velvet Ditch Seafood Sports Bar. What it may be next, I don't know. We're working on some other projects, but the main thing is making sure that I built a brand that if I fall over dead, that everybody in this business knows how to do it. From our food runner to our kitchen guys, I'm teaching all them how to run a business top to bottom. We don't just hire people in positions. We teach people how to run a business.
Yes. So a big complaint from students, I feel you probably know of this, is how outrageous covers can get at some of these bars on a weekend, just a normal weekend or a game day weekend. What do you do to combat that to make sure everyone is still able to have a good time without breaking the bank?
Yeah, so and I think we're really overlooked for that. So many people don't understand what we offered and what we do offer. You know, we've got the Velvet Ditch app. Yes. We built that app ourselves through Ben Hutton, one of my best friends. Ben's great people. He helped us out. There you go. I appreciate you downloading the app. But for you, you may not even know this, so I'd love for you to put this out there. But when you download the Velvet Ditch app and you become a member, instead of you having to pay $60 to $120 at other bars to get in, you pay $25 a month. That covers you all month long. Or you can pay $200 for the whole year. I don't suggest buying the $200 pass until this coming up football season. Yeah. But you pay $25 a month right now, and you get unlimited cover. But up to 10 people with you also get 50% off cover.
Wow.
You didn't know that, did you?
No.
See, people aren't aware. So as a member, everybody that's with you, if your friend from Auburn or Paris or Amsterdam or your mother or your grandmother come in, if our cover's 40 that day, she's only paying 20.
Okay.
So their cover is cut in half, which makes us guaranteed to be the cheapest cover in Oxford if you're a member here. Now, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night, members also get buy one, get one free on food and alcohol.
Wow.
Yeah, your eyes got big. Wow. See, y'all aren't aware of that. Every month, because we're not just trying to, like, I mean, if people don't want what we're offering them, then they're not, it is what it is. We're not forcing this down their throat. We're giving them an opportunity to save money.
Absolutely.
If your mom, dad, you know, wanted to pay for a monthly membership and they lived here in town, they get to bring you, their kids in, their 10-year-old, their 20-year-old, their friend. It's buy one, get one free every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Food and alcohol. So you're getting your $25 back immediately. If you come in and you bring a lady in, let's say you get a burger and a beer and she gets a martini and shrimp. Y'all are paying for the martini and shrimp. The burger and beer is free. You just got your $25 back.
Right there.
But you get to do that 12 days out of the month. That's 144 days out of the year.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Oh, yeah.
That you guys get to do that.
Yeah.
144 days out of the year. One third of the year, basically, I'm giving, a little over a third, I'm giving you buy one, get one free by you just being a member here. Why are we doing that? We're doing that because we want to see the same faces. We want to give back to the people that are going to be in here on the expensive days. That's why we do it.
Absolutely.
But also my staff. If they're not busy on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night, and they're not making any money, and they're clocked in at $2 an hour as a waitress, I need to get them busy. So by getting them busy, the only way to do it is to have you in the door.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to give you a way to eat for free.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know this. We need to spread the word on the idea that it's buy one, get one free. So that 1,000%. Monday, Tuesday, because that's 2-for-1s. Everybody goes to these other bars for 2-for-1s. Well, you get 2-for-1s 3 days out of the week.
Yeah. That's great.
I don't know what else people would want through a membership. And anything people have asked me to add to the membership, we have reviewed it and seen if it was valuable to us and the customer, and we've added it. And there's more to come with the app. So
yeah, I mean, that's a great business model. I mean, you just told me things I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Because the other weekend I go to Tango's Rafters and you're paying what, $60 sometimes. That doesn't even get drink. That doesn't even cover for drinks. That's just to get into the door, and then.
And you walk in our door for free, and you get buy one get one
exactly.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday nights.
1,000%. I mean, that's a great model, and like, I'd definitely be willing to help you get that out there. That hey, join this membership because it's not only going to help you, it's going to help the customer save money.
Yeah.
Because we're college kids. No one wants to just go and break the bank over a bar cover. Like,
no. They don't. And then you walk in debt. And like, a lot of these bars, too, you'll be standing in line, and the parents don't realize they're going to get to the door and be told it's $100. And now you just got to the door with five people, and the dad's like, oh, I'll pay for everybody. Wait, $500?
Oh.
Now he spent $500, and now he's shoved in there like a sardine, and he can't move in a sweat box. And now you've kind of ruined the night.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of customers get taken advantage of a lot around here. The one policy that we have is if you're not satisfied with something, I don't care. Like, I do not care. We're returning it. If you get the Velvet Rose, you don't like it, we're replacing it. Yeah. If you get a steak, you don't like it, we're replacing it.
Yeah.
There's 100% customer satisfaction unless you don't tell us. If you don't tell us, we don't know.
Yeah. So what would you say personally is your favorite food on the menu and your favorite daiquiri flavor?
Our espresso martini daiquiri is phenomenal. I would say that's my overall favorite. Our espresso martini is really good. Our pina colada is really good too, but our number one seller is our cherry limeade.
Oh, yeah. I can tell. I can see why.
Food-wise, man, that's a hard one.
That's a hard one.
We supply restaurants with seafood, so we don't buy seafood from Johnny Cash. We supply a lot of our seafood to both of our locations, Landshark and the Velvet Ditch. So, seafood is my thing. Crawfish is my favorite item between both businesses. But our royal red shrimp are really good. Our southern fried catfish, I think we have the best fried catfish in the country. Our charcoaled oysters are amazing. But, dude, I eat our filet. I know that we're not known for a steak place, but our filet, if you're a member as well, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, that filet is only $35 with a free side. Cheapest filet in the state of Mississippi.
Wow.
Chargoed oysters, you get 15 for the price of 12.
Mm-hmm.
In the city, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Yeah.
So all of our food is really good. That's not me just saying it. It's hard for me to pick one item.
Yeah. I mean, I can attest to that. I think the burger here is really good. You all make a phenomenal burger here. The tacos, I bet those will be pretty good when you all release them and those are finally done. Yeah, but yeah, I would say my personal is the cherry lime. I think that's...
We sell a lot. That's the one we sell that one 2-1 of everything else.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, it's been our number one sell from day one. That's why it's in the biggest machine.
Yeah. So now I have a question. This is from my buddy. His name is Parker McLaughlin. He wants to know, how much are you investing in the Velvet Ditch to keep it going for the future? That's what he wants to know. How are you going to continue to make it better?
Yeah. So some of the things that we have planned for this location, we, as partners, like sign NDAs. Because we don't NDA, non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah.
We do that with our partners so that other businesses don't
steal,
get ahead of what our plan is. Mm-hmm. We have other plans for the expansion of the property. Mm-hmm. The rumors that you've probably heard are true. There's, you know, I can't get really much any further into that. If you've heard a rumor about the Velvet Ditch expanding and doing other things, it's probably true.
Yeah.
You and I can talk one-on-one about this, but we do have plans for more growth for the location. Mm-hmm. Right now, I would say for the next 6 months, we're going to be sitting on what we're looking at right now. Mm-hmm. But I will be back into city hearings soon for other ideas and expansions for this property to be able to help make this location continue to thrive and hopefully stay number one. You know, we were blessed to be voted number one sports bar this year, which that was a huge accomplishment to be voted that over, you know, Rafters, Library, and Funkies. And obviously all four of us work, whether they like it or not, we all work together to make sure the city of Oxford has the entertainment it needs for you guys and for all the tourists that come in town.
Yeah. I feel like it's kind of like that one story I heard. It's like some Pepsi employee or some Coke employee threatened to sell the Coke recipe to Pepsi. Pepsi said no and turned the guy in. Well, it's like without competition, there's no innovation.
Yeah.
Like if you all were the only ones here, you would be like, oh, we don't have to innovate because we're the only people here.
Yeah, of course. You know, one thing I can talk about on expansion is we've had Auburn, Athens, Tuscaloosa. Okay. They're all calling.
Oh, yeah.
Aggressively. We've got people trying to invest. We do want to put wings on this. We're speaking with other people right now and looking in other cities for the expansion, but I'll be here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I try to make sure that, you know, I control the heartbeat behind the business, and this is the town that I'm going to be in and running this location.
Yeah. So my next one is from my buddy. His name's Hunter Armstrong. What is the inspiration for the name? He was a big fan of the name. What's the inspiration from that?
No problem. So in the 1950s, 60s, the rumor is that William Faulkner coined Oxford as the Velvet Ditch. Mm-hmm. He said that Oxford was an easy place to fall into and hard to crawl out of. Well, that name traveled through Oxford for a long time, and like I told you on my story, it's true. As I tried to run and chase my plans for all the dumb things that I had planned for my life, God wrapped his arm around me and said, hey, you're coming back to the Velvet Ditch. So for us as a bar, what do we want? We want an easy place to get into, and we want it to be hard for you to leave. So that was our goal, was to be able to make sure we put a name behind a city that matches the brand. And the city of Oxford is a hard place to leave. This building, this location, we want it to be a hard place to leave. When you go to other places, we don't want customer service to be better. We don't want products to be better. We don't want the atmosphere to top ours. So the Velvet Ditch seemed to fit everything full circle.
Yeah. And then why should people come to the Velvet Ditch to watch a game instead of your traditional sports bar?
Well, I don't think any sports bar in the state of Mississippi that I've been to has the customer service or the quality of food that we have when it comes to a sports bar. We definitely don't have a single bad angle in here. But the one thing that we guarantee is that the customer's not happy, we're fixing it. But this is an owner-ran business.
Yes.
I shake the hands of the people that walk in the door, and then my managers are future owners here as well too, the ones that have continued to start, that started with us and then are gonna finish with us. So we're owner-operated, we're not just a sports bar. We are, in my opinion, your all-American dream of what a sports bar
yes.
should be. I guess every bar owner or restaurant owner may feel that way about their place, but I think the outcome speaks for itself. You know, that's why quite often you'll see us at one in, one out, or you'll see us slam to slam, people hanging over the fence, because we do offer everything that I believe I would want as a student, as a parent, as a grandmother, mm-hmm. Whoever it is, I believe we offer that. I mean, our sound system, we've got over $80,000 in our sound system here. As you see, the TVs, everything here is set up for success when it comes to sports bar entertainment.
Oh, yeah. Jared, I really appreciate you doing this for me.
Yeah, man.
This has been another episode of the Uncensored Podcast. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say, too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.